Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What a day, huh?
Welcome to the January thaw.
Exactly.
Yeah. January thaw, I think I maybe mentioned this last week, but January thaw is a annual occurrence. It's a rare January that doesn't have some days that reach up to near 30 degrees or even beyond 30 degrees. Even the very cold January still seem to take a break and get up a little bit. However, what's different with this is the length of it. According to the forecast, looks like we're going to be for about a whole week. Temperatures definitely in the upper 20s and maybe even into the 30s. Both yesterday and the day before, thanks to clouds, especially in the afternoon, the temperatures never did get as warm as the forecasters said. We had a high on both days of only 27, when both days could have very well been in the 30s had it been in a different setting. Anyway, as a result of this, I want to take a look at the first half of the month, and then we'll talk about the circumstances with it. We have a lot of snow on the ground, so it's easy to think we're having a snowy time. However, we're not. Since the first of the year, the amount of snow that has fallen has been actually only about an inch. And here we are now into the first half of January, and if that continues, we may be one of the record-setting least snow for January. We'll have to see what it has. I don't often see that the first half of January is often not the same as the second half. The average temperature for the first half is only 5 degrees, which is considerably lower than normal. However, as I was telling a group I was speaking to this week, I predict that by the end of the month we will be above normal because of the way things are looking now for the second half of the mm-hmm. month. It would be nice to get some more snow. What's going on, of course, is the snow that's out there has been there for quite a while. It's still pretty powdery on top of the crust, and animal tracks are just abundant, just amazing how many there are. Now, the thing is, so many of those are older animal tracks, and critters have been leaving their tracks for 2 weeks on the very same snow. It's a little hard to tell which ones are the fresh ones and not, but nevertheless, I have been seeing still a lot of fresh tracks. A couple of note are the snowshoe hare. Snowshoe hare tracks have been just abundant here. I can't believe how many there is. Appears as though every night they go out and they forage and they do their moving around and so forth. A lot of times they follow the same trail. They find places where there is a food sample and they go into those places and they leave their signs of the droppings as well as the chewing marks on the branches that they go for. And you realize just how many snowshoe hare there are. I have been seeing their tracks every single day, and yet this entire winter I have never seen a single one of the snowshoe hare. They are so camouflaged, and they sit still much of the day, so nope, none have been seen. Another one of note, when we get a little bit warmer, there is some changes in the habits of some of these animals. Probably the most obvious one is the skunks. Skunks sleep through the really cold weather, but when it starts to get a little bit mild, as we're having now, they will get up and move around. And it seems like most of us notice them in two ways, either along the road as we're driving by, or perhaps we notice the smell. And though I haven't seen or smelled them this during these last few days, I expect that they're out there. Another one I've noticed is makes a little bit of difference in its habits when it gets mild is the red squirrel. Where I live here, we have a mixture of coniferous and deciduous trees, and we have both the gray squirrels and the red squirrels. Gray squirrels far outnumber the red squirrels, and gray squirrels are diurnal. They come at daytime into the feeder, and they're just obvious. There are as many as 20 at a time at the bird feeder. However, I don't usually see the red squirrels, especially when it's cold, but starting to get a little bit mild in the last few days, yep, I've seen the red squirrels. Apparently, they stay a little bit closer to their conifers when it's really cold, and they do a lot of tunneling under the snow and so forth. But when it gets a little bit mild, maybe they do a little bit more exploring. Another critter of note that's got us up in the interest in the neighborhood is a bobcat. We have bobcats living around here, and I see the tracks almost every winter. Seeing the bobcat itself is very hard to do, and even if you have them living in your neighborhood, they are such an elusive animal that we just kind of have to happen upon it, but we don't usually see it. Well, just a week, last Sunday, I got a note from one of my neighbors here saying that they not only had a bobcat around the house, it was seen in the daytime, and it was even photographed. And that was pretty exciting. Well, a couple of days later, it came back again. So I went out and did a little walking in my woods here, which is the property next to theirs. And sure enough, I found fresh bobcat tracks. Went back again yesterday, and the fresh bobcat tracks had done some more moving around. So we do have a critter wandering here. It's just a matter of time, I hope, until I'm able to see it myself. But as of right now, I have to be satisfied with seeing the tracks, which is still an exciting thing. In addition to that, we are getting the bird feeder continues to be very active, and I also notice a difference when the temperatures get mild. The birds don't seem to come in as big a numbers. There may be the same variety of species. Yesterday, I had 9 kinds of birds at the bird feeder. That may continue, but it seems like the really big numbers are there. I counted yesterday only about 30 goldfinches, and when the weather was colder, I had as many as 90 to 100. Purple finches also are a little bit less. So they seem to spend more time. Yesterday I came across a flock of purple finches that was back feeding on crab apples. So they spend more time feeding on other things. And there's been an abundance of seeds and berries, fruits, and so forth this year. So I think they can do very well without us. During my walk this morning, I came upon a flock of snow buntings. Snow buntings are out in the fields usually, feeding on seeds and so forth, and they do quite well, even though they're often out in places that get hit pretty hard by wind. They seem to handle it pretty well. Most winters, they don't stay with us all winter, and they usually keep going further south. And to many people, by the time we get to late February and we start to see snow bunting flocks, that's usually considered a sign of spring. But apparently, this flock wants to spend the winter here, seeing it in mid-January. The other thing of note, I think we should all take aware of this, is we are noticing the days getting longer. Well, today, January 16th, is the first time since way back in early November that we are having 9 hours of daylight. We have been less than that for a long time. So, yeah, the days are getting longer, and sunset is almost at 5 o'clock now.
So you have just a few minutes more sunlight than we do for some reason, it seems.
I think we may be at a different, we're different latitude,
mm-hmm.
and we may also be a slightly different longitude.
I think so.
It's probably the latitude that makes a difference. Yes, it is. Everybody, you have to watch that locally because every place has their own slight difference. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, well, take care.
All right.